Move over, Perseids. It's the Geminids' turn. We're, of course, talking shooting stars, and the Geminid meteor shower is at its peak tonight and tomorrow. Let's bring in Kelly Beattie, senior editor at Sky and Telescope magazine. He joins us by Skype. Kelly, what exactly are these things?
So, you know, we see meteors in the sky all the time, shooting stars, but every once in a while we pass through a concentration of them. We call that a meteor shower. These are caused by comets that are going around the sun. They get close to the sun. They spew off particles, and those particles get spread along the orbit. Every year when we pass through that comet's orbit, we get a pulse of meteors, and that's what we're going to get tonight and tomorrow.
And it seems like the Perseids, they come in August. They seem to get all the attention, but I am hearing that the Geminids are actually a better show.
You are correct. The Perseids come at a time when it's warm outside and people are out normally. It's colder now, right? And so fewer people are out at night. I'm here to tell you that the Geminids are much more dependable. If you're from a really dark spot, free from light pollution, you have a good chance of seeing a Geminid flash across the sky every minute or two. And that's quite impressive.
Well, and they appear to come from something that people like you, astronomers, call the radiant, a point in the sky in which they seem to come from. What are they coming from?
Well, they're coming from not a comet, which is what makes them unique. In this case, it's an asteroid. The asteroid is called Phaeton, and it has a really unusual orbit that brings it very close to the sun, where its surface gets heated up to more than 1,000 degrees. And literally, when that happens, the rock breaks down and spews all these particles along its orbit. And so instead of being caused by a comet, the Geminids are caused by this rock comet, Phaeton. And we call them Geminids because they appear to be radiating in the sky from a point in the constellation Gemini. Just like when you're driving in your car and the snow seems to be coming right at you, but you know it's really falling, it's the same sort of effect. And so Gemini is up above the horizon beginning around 7 or 8 o'clock. By 9 or 10 o'clock, you should be easily able to see them. If you could possibly stay up until after midnight, Gemini will be higher in the sky, and we'll see more meteors either tonight or tomorrow night, depending on which is clearer for you.
Okay, remind me, Gemini, is that the twins, or what's the constellation?
It is. It is the constellation of the twins, Gemini. And, you know, you don't need to worry about where it is in the sky. Literally, just look wherever your sky is darkest, because the meteors will appear all over the sky. If you trace their paths back, they will go back to the constellation of Gemini, but that's not really a concern. Just go for where it's darkest.
Okay. And times. Give us the best times across the country.
The same times apply no matter where you are. At least 9 or 10 o'clock I would go out. If you can stay out later, do that. The strongest peak should be tonight, but there'll be more of them tomorrow night as well. And, you know, these are really wonderful because you can just use your eyes. You don't need any kind of optical equipment. If you want more information, obviously, the Sky and Telescope is the place to go for all the information.
Or you can go to oursherenow.org. We'll link you. Kelly Beattie, senior editor at Sky and Telescope magazine. Kelly, as you always say, look up.
Clear skies to you, Robin. Take care.
And tonight and tomorrow, you're looking up for the twins, Gemini.